This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, last night we began talking about the differences between Hinduism and Christianity. John, where did we get to in that discussion?
We got to the very important, well, really the heart of Hinduism, which is that ultimate reality is Brahman. It's not God, really. It's the impersonal force behind the universe. It's the thing that animates everything. And sparks have flown out of Brahman, like sparks out of a flame. And the goal is to get all the sparks back into the flame
so they can be
back into the one. And you have a spark in you, what Hindus call your Atman or your soul. And you know, it's trapped in this endless cycle of reincarnation after reincarnation. The idea in Hinduism is to get out of the trap, get back to Brahman.
Okay. How, though? How do you get out of that endless cycle?
Well, there are three margas or paths to salvation in Hinduism. The first is the path of duty. And so this is known as the path of karma. You know, we often hear people talk about good karma, bad karma. Mm. Karma just means action. And one way of being saved, and there are three, one way is to do the right actions, the right duties, according to your caste in Hindu society. Because, of course, we need to remember, in classical Hinduism, there are different castes. And each caste, from the top to the bottom, have different responsibilities, different duties. And if you do the duties correctly and build up enough good karma as a result of your actions, then you will ultimately win Brahman. You'll be absorbed back into Brahman.
So is it like scales where you're balancing, trying to balance the good and the bad in your life?
Yeah. It's not a personal God who's doing the balancing. It's a principle at the heart of the universe that is doing the balancing.
Like a law.
It's a law. And so if you do a lot of good in your next life, you'll be a little bit better, have a little more good karma going, and you'll hopefully get to the point where you won't come back. Your soul will be merged with Brahman. So that's one path. The other path is the path of knowledge. And this is very different from the path of action and duty, because the path of knowledge says if you, through ascetic denial and concentration and transcendental meditation, know yourself to be one with Brahman, know that everything in the world is an illusion, only Brahman is real, and your soul is part of Brahman, if you are able to fix on that thought, then you will, through knowledge, gain access to Brahman. And when you die, you'll be absorbed into Brahman.
So is that where we get more the kind of idea of the religious guru who's trying to be so focused on God that nothing else matters?
Absolutely. The word yoga means oneness. And the whole point of yoga is oneness with Brahman, to get your soul, your Atman, back to Brahman. And a yogi is someone who has attained oneness. This is the guru figure that we often see. And they've followed this second path, this path of knowledge, knowing your way back to Brahman.
Okay, it's two paths of salvation. You said there was a third.
Yeah, it's the path of bhakti, which is devotion to a god. And the idea here is there are many, many gods out there, and you can choose your Ishtadevata, your favorite god. And sometimes this is just the result of family tradition. Your family has always worshipped, you know, this particular god, whether it's Vishnu or Shiva or Hanuman or whatever. And the idea here is if you give all of your thoughts and prayers and ritual sacrifices to the god in emotional and physical devotion, bhakti, then that god will help you, give you assistance in going back to Brahman. Because a god is actually a little further along the line, a little more unified with Brahman than you are, and so has some credit that the god can give you, but only if you're devoted. So in the most famous of the Hindu scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, there's a revelation from one of the gods, Krishna, who's an incarnation of the god Vishnu. And Krishna appears to this Prince Arjuna, and explains the three paths to him: the path of duties, the path of knowledge, and bhakti, the path of devotion, and says the path of devotion is the best path. And then Krishna reveals himself in all his powerful glory to the prince. And the prince, you know, bows down and worships him and collects, you know, his thoughts and devotes all his thoughts and his actions to that god. And Krishna promises to be a swift deliverer from the endless cycle of birth and rebirth. So they're the three paths of salvation in Hindu thought.
Okay, now salvation's a big issue in Christianity, and to my mind it sounds very different to what you've just outlined there in Hinduism.
Well, it's fundamentally different on two levels. Number one, salvation in Christianity is relational. It's actually about you as a being independent of God, having intimate relationship with God. It isn't actually about being absorbed into God, where there is no individuality anymore, the Hindu concept. Salvation is actually coming to be in a love relationship with God. Very different. And the second and perhaps most obvious difference is that salvation is a gift in Christianity. In none of the three paths of salvation, duties, knowledge, or devotion, is salvation a gift. It's something you do to get the result. You've got to earn it. Even the knowledge path, you are concentrating, you're meditating your way back. But in Christianity, of course, God in his grace enters into the world fully disclosing himself, bears the weight of our penalty and judgment onto himself, and then in his resurrection offers life freely to anyone who will accept it by faith. This is a radically different idea of salvation.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.